A mall in Concord may seem like an unusual place for the city's newest live performance space. The Steeplegate Mall is a poster child for the economic challenges facing malls across the country, struggling to compete with online shopping and a resurgent downtown. But the opening of the Hatbox Theater this month could mark a new beginning for the Steeplegate. That theater is holding performances and concerts in a space once filled by a women's clothing store that went out of business. I met up with the theater's founder, Andrew Pinard, this week for a tour of the venue.
So over here, we converted the existing fitting rooms to dressing rooms. So we have five dressing rooms back here, and you can actually write the names of the actors on the little placards right next to their rooms.
Is this something you plan to keep as is?
Yeah, basically, we have to add some mirrors because they took down and sold the mirrors that were here. But basically, this has become the backstage area for the actors. We have another section out behind that is more of a stock room area that we'll use for a green room for exercises beforehand. But this will be the private area for the actors.
Yeah, so each actor can literally have their own dressing room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty rare in a community theater.
Yeah, I mean, we really benefited from some of the aspects of the store.
So tell us how you came to be here at the mall.
We came to the mall because we wanted to have easy parking, so make it easy for people to get to. We had to come to a place that was reasonably affordable for us to work in, and also that covered all of the codes. It had sprinklers, it had accessibility, and we needed to find a space that covered all that because we really didn't have the deep pockets. It's not like this was a huge capital campaign. This was kind of, let's do this. We have some theater seats, we have some equipment, we have a lot of experience in the people who partnered to pull it together. And, you know, like Mickey Rooney said, let's put on a show. And that's kind of how it came apart.
It seems like you're recreating a little bit of what a community theater would be doing in a downtown, a little bit. But you're doing it out in a location now that's a little more suburban and in a location, obviously, that's struggled in recent years. The mall has struggled. So I'm wondering if that's, you know, kind of going to become some kind of a template in using the mall in a different way than it's been used before.
Well, this has happened in lots of other locations. M&D Productions up in North Conway is in a strip mall. It's not right downtown. We originally wanted to be downtown, but there was not a space that was available at the price point that we needed. And the parking situation downtown is challenging for people to get to events. As much as the renaissance of downtown is happening, it's got a lot of energy and excitement, we're only 3 miles from downtown. It's not like we're out in the woods, and there's a lot of activity around here. Unfortunately, the mall is kind of the whipping boy of Concord, although the mall, when it came, was the exciting new thing. In the early 1990s, there wasn't a lot of development, and the Heights was in decline. And a lot of the development that happened in the Heights wouldn't have happened without the development of the Steeplegate Mall. So times have changed. You have to roll with it. You have to try new things. And like I said, I have to give a lot of credit to the people at Steeplegate Mall for being open to doing something not quite traditional at a retail location.
I want to ask you about the name, Hatbox. As we stand here next to the ticket counter, you've got a collection on a couple of walls of various hats. Is this where the name of the theater comes from?
Actually, the name came from the notion of a black box theater, which is a small kind of intimate space that you can reconfigure and do in different shapes. And I was looking for a short, snappy name, and I was thinking black box, hat box, and it just popped into my head. And then we, you know, started looking at the walls. All of the walls in here were originally designed so you could hang shelving and racks and things on that nature, and so we wanted to decorate it up a little bit. So I happen to have a huge collection of hats at home from various theater productions that either I've been involved with or friends have been involved with, and so we took a bunch of the different hats and we just hung them up on the wall. So we have, I don't know how many we have, about 20 or so different hats.
So what have you got booked as far as programming and theater groups?
Well, we've already had one production in here. Lend Me a Theater's production of Two Across was our opening show, and we sold out our opening night. We've had a number of concerts in the space. We have burlesque shows coming up in July. We have a number of other original theater productions. We're really trying to create a community of artists and performers and members of the audience to come together and who are looking to get away from their big screen TVs or their small screen smartphones and to engage one-on-one as a human being with performers. The benefit of our space is we're four seats deep. You're as close to the action as you can almost possibly be. We're not quite finished. We still have more theater seats to install. We have some more things that we hope to do into the space and make it look less like the former clothing store it was and even more like a black box theater. But we're very excited about this space.
Andrew Pinard of the Hatbox Theater, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks so much for having us. We look forward to seeing you in the Hatbox.